Welcome back to IndyCan Radio. For those of you who keep a scorecard, this is episode 98, and as we approach number 100, we reflect. Today we're looking at Carnage, bands that have fallen by the wayside in our short time on the indie scene, and some new great bands that have recently emerged. First, we start off with a live recording from our friends Tacoma Red, live at IndyCan.
This is Tacoma Red, and the song is called When I'm Not Around, from the album A Momentary Misfortune, available now. I dreamt I walked with you last night. I could sense your fears, so I held you near. You never backed down from the fight. You fought for 30 years to hold back all those angry tears. But time will slip away. I'm not around from you. You've only just begun your Ladies and gentlemen, we have in the studio with us Tacoma Red and my co-host for the day, or at least this segment of the show, Mo Berg. Say hello, everyone.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, hello.
First of all, thanks, Mo, for coming and joining us. I know it means a lot to Tacoma Red, too.
Well, we've been going through quite a search for the right producer to do the record, and we'd met a lot of great people, but our manager set up a meeting with Mo at a great bar called The Tap on Bloor Street in Toronto, and within about 2 minutes of sitting down with Mo, we knew he was the guy we wanted to work the record. He understood that we called ourselves a power pop band, and he understood that right away and really had a good grasp of what we were looking for.
Now, Mo, I remember you talked about when you're producing, there's always a theme for the day or a theme for the project. if I've misquoted you.
No, I probably did say that.
So what was the sort of theme when you were working on this particular album?
Well, these guys know it was Dynamics.
Dynamics.
So, I mean, that was the thing when I came into this project that I felt their songs were lacking was a bit of dynamics, and that was the thing I tried to... That was the theme, so we just kind of, every time we were working on something, we keep that in the back of our mind. And there's always one thing that, you know, you hear that you feel like you could bring something to every project. Not one thing, but one major thing, and then that was what I was trying to do with these guys.
Well, let's look at, we just heard, what song did we start with?
When I'm Not Around.
When I'm Not Around. So how did that come to the studio, and how did it leave the studio? What did you identify in that could be tinkered with, and how did it evolve in the producing and recording process?
Well, my recollection of it was that the song had a very strong hook that was just kind of buried in the song. So when you hear the song now, the "when I'm not around" part is very prominent in the song.
It sure is.
But when I heard the first demo of it, it wasn't quite as prominent. And so the whole idea behind the pre-production of that song was trying to uncover that hook and make it sort of the most prominent part of the song.
Yeah, and no one would walk away from that song not knowing what it was called.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it was weird because we had actually tried to play some little trick where the "When I'm Not Around" hook came in the second chorus. We left it out of the first chorus, and Mo, the first thing he said was, you know, that's the hook. Why isn't that all the way through this song? So, and it was a really easy example of what Mo can bring to the table. Like, he finds a strong point in a song, even like, because, you know, you can't be objective as the band. It's your song. You're playing it. So when someone, a third party, comes in and says, you know, this is a really great part, then you think, oh, yeah, I guess it is, you know, because we had just kind of thought, well, it's a pretty cool part, but, you know, this is the hook. But really, Mo had centered out the hook and said, like, this is what we got to focus around. And the song, like, we'd been playing that song since the inception of the band. It was one of the first songs we wrote, and it turned out to be this, like, we fell in love with it all over again through the recording process.
That's cool.
Splish splash, I was having a bath. Okay, is everybody ready?
Two words, I'm sorry, that won't make me forget. 4 years of bullshit, but still I'll never regret. So many misconceptions, and still so many lies. I haven't done with my trigger, why can't you just get a life? Too much of anguish, I felt like
now I'm dead.
And you were all bound together, stick that dagger in my chest. So many of misconceptions, still so many lies. I have lived on with my sugar.
Take it to the ball.
So
still waiting here to wait.
Fuck you!
Love to scream right. Love to scream right. Love to scream right.
And you're there.
And now you can feel sad. I'm quite down through, but I'm
so much smarter than you.
You think I trust? Give up and lose, but I'm
so much stronger than you.
Psychotic 4, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Hey, sailor boy, I'll see you something I'll enjoy. I've got a lip balm to deploy. You'll be my sailor boy toy.
Oh, don't be so preachy. You got nothing to teach me. Don't frog and peach me.
Just shut up and eat me. While old Riff Raffy plays a tune on the mandolin.
Hi, this is Mo Berg, and I heard it first on the Toronto indie scene.
It's much too soon for me to swoon over you. this heady feeling that has me reeling while I'm still. I barely know you, and I may want to, but not to swoon, no, not to swoon over you. Well, I'll keep my distance and feign resistance when you're there. My blank expression will convince you I don't care. I barely know you, and I may want to, but not to swoon, no, not to swoon over you.
Whatever, as if you're
this translation on your tongue until another game's begun.
That little ditty is a song called Pep Rally by a band called Night Flowers. And if you've never heard of them, you're probably not alone. I just got their CD, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this Toronto trio in a little bit. We are outdoors at the time of recording, thanks to the wonders of modern technology. We are able to record this episode and get a little bit of the last of summer fresh air. And we're in a reflective mood. As I mentioned, we are approaching episode 100. We're at 98 right now. And we're looking at some of the rock and roll carnage. Bands that we have met and got to know and just couldn't make it, but left behind a legacy of fabulous Canadian music. And we're going to celebrate some of that. And we're going to look at bands like Nightflower that are new, emerging, and really have something to offer. Now, before Nightflowers, we heard from a band called Lucy, who are Tracy Day, Colleen Costello, and Jen Sunset. That was a song sung by Tracy Day called Swoon. That was done back on episode 16, live at IndieCan. I know Colleen Costello is still alive and well on the indie scene, but I haven't heard much from Lucy as a trio. And to think that I may never hear Sharkbait performed live again is really disappointing. It reminds me that if you love music, you really need to be present when there are opportunities to go out and see bands. It's best to do it. You never know. So many of these bands are running on fumes, and you know, some of them are going to make it, and it's going to be a great story, and some of them just it's not going to happen, and the opportunities to see them are short-lived. Before Lucy, we heard from Mo Berg, who talked about the Toronto indie scene. Our first episodes were called the Toronto indie scene because we never had any thought that our scope would range past this city, but it has. We've recorded in Vancouver, in Halifax, in Montreal, in Ottawa, in the Gatineaus, in Guelph. Anywhere where there's a compelling indie story, we'll get there. We'll get to the prairies. We've certainly enjoyed a lot of bands that we've found either on the West Coast or somewhere in Central Canada on their way through. But Yeah, we were originally called the Toronto Indie Scene in the first dozen or so episodes. And Mo Berg was our original industry insider. This is a Indie Music Hall of Fame inductee who is best known with The Pursuit of Happiness. And he really is a friend of Indie Ken and talks to us as a producer. He's been in with a few bands or contributed to the success of a number of bands. And he was in studio with Tacoma Red and, of course, had to something to do with their CD. Before that, The Kiss and Tells, a song called Always a Lady. Now, here's a band that I got their CD. I loved them. I waited for something to happen. And I know many of them have other music projects they're involved with. But, again, I'm looking for some help here. Who knows the Kiss and Tell story? Because I don't. Just the flowery words that are on their MySpace. But I'd love to get to know more about that. Before that, Anti-Hero. Now, Rose Perry, Jesse Tomes, and Nikki, their bass player, they went through a couple of drummers. They were riding high. They were on Vans Warped Tour. They were getting some attention. They were very popular at Canadian Music Week. But it just became too much trouble. Rose is still around. She's doing a solo project. She writes a blog or a column called So You Think You Want to Be a Rock Star. She's often been quoted as sort of an industry insider, and she's going to continue in some capacity, and I know Jesse is, and there may even be some announcement about the two of them involved in some type of music slash acting something. But anyway, that's in the works, and we'll get to that. And we started off again with Tacoma Red, which was Doug Smart, Dean Glover, Brian Richards, and Chris Bell, or C. Bell to many of the locals. Now, Chris, Brian, and Dean have now teamed up with Chris Lone, the Lone Ranger, he's known as, or Christopher Lone. And he's from the Grace Babies, a Halifax band. And so they've got a project now called the 45 Tension. And Doug Smart left music, at least temporarily, for love. He's living in London, Ontario, with his new wife and child that he's very much in love with, both of them, but planning on returning to the GTA, the general Greater Toronto area, in Durham area, and there's some rumors of him fronting another band as well. So good luck to all of those people, and thanks for the memories. Now, back to Night Flowers. I got this CD, and I get a lot of CDs, of course, and some of them stay on the shelf longer, not because they're not as good, but because I need to fit them in the show. And this one just sort of worked. Got it, played it, and I'm going to play some more from it. And I find this music courageous in a way. And I don't know the band, and I don't know the story behind the music, but just the song structure and what they're doing seems to be, let's do our own thing. They don't seem to be trying to copy anything. You can see they obviously have some influences, but it's very refreshing. And the first song we heard was called Pep Rally. And now we're going to go with the title track off of that record. It's called Man of the People. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, and I want you to listen to this music. And if you like it, go out and find out some more about the band, and you tell me. Maybe you'll get to the story behind the story before I do. So here we go, Night Flowers with Man of the People. After that, we'll get to some of Patrick Creese's new band, Black Diamond Bay.
gives you that peacock strut. You come a walking this way, come in to take your cut. But you're a part-time fool.
Patrick Creef, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
I can't believe the things you're saying. You're telling me that it's too late. When all this time you stop believing that we could ever find a way. Love is all I am living for. I can't and
That's a band called The Darns, and some of you know them. They've been played before. They've certainly had some success. That was a song called Six-Year-Old Millionaire, They Are No More, and for any number of reasons. But again, they left behind a great legacy of music. And the old folks singing at the beginning of that song, the story I heard about that was one of the principals of the band. That's his parents, I think it is, or aunt or uncle or something. It was some very old, antiquated recording that he had, and he was able to incorporate it into this record and let that live on, and good for him. Before that was a Halifax band called Aide de Camp with a song called Asthmatic, and this is a band that was on tour with Dearly Beloved and others, and I saw them at the Bovine in Toronto, and really wanted to do something with them. Couldn't get it together the couple of days they were in town, but hoped we'd be able to do something at a later date, and I haven't heard squat from them since. Again, if anyone out there knows the story behind Aide de Camp, I know that Corey Bowles, I think his name is, he's in the Trailer Park Boys, and maybe that's a preoccupation. He's the bass player. I don't watch TV, so I don't know that much about it, but I hear it's really popular. And before that, Black Diamond Bay, which is Patrick Creef's new band. He's done a lot of things, but he was best known as lead guitar player of the Deers. And the Deers seem to be shrouded in secrecy right now. If you go to their website, it'll play a song, but it's hard to get any information on what's going on. And on their MySpace, there's really no announcements of what's coming next. And I don't know if this is some, Led Zeppelin publicity stunt. They were always very coy with the media, and you never knew what was coming, and it hit you like a lead balloon. But whatever is going on with the Deers, there is some great stuff going on with Patrick Creef and his bandmates. I had an interview from North by Northeast. I saw them play again. They were better than ever. They're coming back. Indie Can is going to be hosting a free Wednesday indie night in Toronto, and we're going to get them to come and play for us in October, because I just love this band. It's like watching Cream. They're a great jam band. They're super talented musicians, and the songs are great. It's just one of those super musical experiences that you just have to see. And that was that. Before that, that was A Man of the People with Nightflower. So did you like them? If you did, go out and do something about that. Same with Black Diamond Bay. They're still around. And Aide de Camp, again, thanks for the memories. Darns, thanks for the memories. Hopefully some of those principals are on their feet again soon. And if you know something, you tell me. Let me know at Facebook or MySpace or any of those places. Okay, here's someone who's still around. His name is Ben Schurz. We've played him before. He's won the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. He's going on a cross-Canada tour and skipping Toronto. I think that's rude, but I'm impressed by it. I hope we get a chance to catch up with Ben soon and talk to him about his music. And On Deck, doing well and probably going to be around for a while. We've got Late Fallen. But anyway, here's a song called Holes. I hope you enjoy it.
There is a hole in the bucket, a hole in the ozone, a big hole in Kennedy's head, hole in the donut, hole in the forest, holes in the tummies of the kids not fed. Holes in the ears, holes in the eyebrows, in the nose and cones of the honeybee. Holes for digging, holes for piercing, all kinds of holes we do and do not need. Love should fill it. If a hole needs air, that's where air should be.
Elliot Brood will one day be on IndyCan. We almost had them on, but there was a medical emergency, so that's on hold. But hopefully everything's going to be fine, and we'll get that geared up. I know Six Shooter is keen to do that, and we are. I mean, IndyCan has been fans of Elliot Brood ever since Tintype way back when. In the early single-digit episodes. There's a video from their session at the Six Shooter House of Sins. XM Satellite Radio was recording a bunch of bands at South by Southwest. And if I'm not mistaken, they played this song, you know, with just a couple of acoustic guitars and a suitcase for percussive purposes. And it was a real cool version, and this is their super-duper studio version of their new record, so I hope you liked it. We got time for one more, and here's someone who hopefully will be around a long time. He'll be with us next week at IndyCan, and we'll have a chance to chat with him in detail. This is Justin Rutledge. The song is Waterloo. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.